5 degrees.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 4:55 a.m. Mostly cloudy. Temperature 41 degrees.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 5:01 a.m. Mostly cloudy. Temperature 41 degrees.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 6 a.m. Mostly cloudy. Temperature 41 degrees.
W2VL repeater.
Thank you. Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 7 a.m. Partly cloudy. Temperature 41 degrees. Morning. The time is 7:55 a.m. Mostly cloudy. Temperature 42 degrees.
W2VL repeater.
WB2ZF6.
Morning, NY2H.
Good morning. Went out and grabbed my coffee and then make one stop on the way. And, should be there between an hour and, 45 minutes and an hour.
You want to meet where, at Middle Island?
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea.
Okay. I'm having my coffee also and, looking at my USB stick. I'm going to reload the Plainview image. We'll re-back it up because it's changed a little bit. That and the other two sites. So with the blessing of our president, I was able to assign all courtesy tones in Morse code, except Glen Oaks. He wants to keep that standard for now. But the others, as you can hear, S after I release the key. So, another change in the cage.
Yeah, I take it it's easier to wait than it is to do the fire.
So what I heard was, I take it it's easier to do it that way than it's easy to do the, and then I heard like, pop, I don't know, and then you cut off.
Oh, sorry about that. Then the audio file.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Well, truth be known, it's still an audio file.
Yeah, I know, but isn't it generated inside rather than pre-recorded?
No, it's pre-recorded. It's a WAV file.
Okay, so what makes it easier?
Serious from a user's point of view, first of all, it may bring Morse code to some of the people who haven't embraced Morse code yet a little bit. It's self-definitive, S for Selden, P for Plainview, EL for Echo Link, AS for All Star, MI for Middle Island. So the only holdout is Glen Oaks, but maybe someday we'll get to Mission.
Okay.
Indeed. Okay, indeed. So my EdFong antenna up in the tree really doesn't like this frequency too much. It's almost 3-to-1 SWR. And I guess for some reason or other, I have it on high power. I got about 55 going out and about 7 or 8 coming back to slap me in the face.
And 13% will lie. Okay. What are you going to do?
Yeah, it's flat on 2.5, completely flat on 2.5, which is more important to me anyway, because that's my more challenging hop.
Interesting. I wonder, where is it mounted?
So this is the EdFong antenna. He's got many of them. He has students make them up, and basically it's wire. He'll take something like 300 ohm wire or think it's 300 ohm if I remember. And they nip and tuck, you know. Put a little notch over here and put a little stub over there. And he comes up with this fantastic antenna. And he gives you a PVC with a SO239 embedded in it, PVC cap. And then you buy the rest of the PVC, 200 schedule, because it's thinner and lets RF out better. And another cap. Now you have basically a PVC pipe, maybe 4 feet long, with this antenna inside of it. And I have it hanging the branch, you know, maybe 30, 35 feet up or something like that. Mother Nature's tower, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do. I happen to have a rather cool tree in my yard.
NY2H. Yeah. Yeah, so works for me. So, yeah, that's it. I don't know if it's got any particular gain. Probably not. Not like a linear vertical or something. Of which I had one of these Checkmate guys, which occasionally would get compromised with the, I think I had to replace a little cap on the bottom of it once. That was a good antenna then. And some nice gain. So, I don't know. We'll revisit the antennas in the springtime. This one comes down and dead in the water. Run oak. So, what else we got? An experiment I want to try. So, Kevin Riley, Riley or O'Reilly, 82VAH, and he suggested one parameter in All-Star. You know, if you put key on Echolink, you don't get the courtesy tone. This parameter there is an anti-Kachunka parameter, so it's TOS is virtually dead for like 20 milliseconds after you key up. So he said if I bring that one down to zero, perhaps I'll get the courtesy tone even on a Kachunk. No, there'll be something to look at here. Keeps it interesting.
Yep. Well, I know that the AC control is advanced, that is about 75 to 100 milliseconds.
Okay, you, we're going through a very noisy spot, so I really didn't get any of that.
Yeah, okay, I just got on the expressway from the SAC to go, or I'm getting on the expressway, that's one. That's, Noel spot. Anyway, I don't know.
I was talking about the, you know, the delay, COS, so I think you were commenting back on that. I heard 75, 100, that's all I heard. So maybe you could remember what you said and say it again.
Yes, I said I would try, not going necessarily to zero, but down to 75 milliseconds, 70, 75 milliseconds, maybe as much as 100.
No, I think it's down to 20 right now. I mean, that's the before the 20. So I'd have to go below 20. Unless, I could be wrong.
There's an idiot thing for me with it. If you have to get it
in the middle
zero,
of it. I'll look into it. But okay, yeah, I got you. I'll go to zero if you can avoid it. You're on the East machine now?
I'm on Glen Oaks. Hold on, I'll switch. This actually sounds noisy here. I'm just over by the tower.
Yeah, I didn't ask you to switch because of the signal. You were fine on the other one so far, but I thought I heard the S courtesy tone. I'm getting to think that maybe sometimes if we're hacking back and forth quickly, the courtesy tone kind of cues up and comes out after it wants, you know, I don't know. Occasionally we'll get an errant one, I guess, or a delayed one, let's say. They did hit a three dots after you at one point, but only once. So, remember, the perfect is the enemy of the good.
Okay, no, I'm back on One Oaks now. Let's see what happens.
Okay, I'll take that. That was a good one.
Yeah. Anyway, like I said, I'm going to make a quick stop over in Islandia for a second and pick something up. So, you know, I'll let you know when I get back in the car.
Okay. You almost there, or you got a minute or two to still chat?
Oh, no, I have a minute or two. I'm just going on the Motor Parkway.
Yes, I have to call Press, the all-star expert, because Kevin and I were on the phone. We were on the phone last night because Kevin had connectivity issues in Plainview. We were fine. So he had to reboot his router. He had to actually go down there and reboot the router. And he did some speed tests, and I have to talk to Jerry about that. He thinks we're paying for a lot more speed than we're getting from them, Verizon. So I'll look into that. But I was debating him over my courtesy tone strategy, and he still believes that inherent node identification and tying that to a particular courtesy tone on every node is viable. But I've come to believe it's only viable if the neighbor node directly connected, not like one or two or three hops over. So I want to have this discussion with Press before he gives the talk in February. So at least we're on the same page. Not that I'm going to change it, because it's working pretty good, as what's his name would say. What is his name? Larry David. Pretty good.
Yeah, this is Seinfeld, friend.
Yeah. He was the voice of Steinbrenner on Seinfeld.
Okay, now, as long as he was having fun. Hold on, let me just see where I want to be. Okay, let me sneak out of here. I'm just pulling into a parking lot. I know there was something I wanted to say, and I just can't remember it, so hopefully I'll remember when I get back out.
Yeah, it's probably something technical, you know, whatever. Maybe fresh February. Maybe I'll join in the next discussion since Club may want to know what we're doing with All Star. All right, get out of the car. I will put my coat on, start up my engines, and get on the way. And I will see you in Middle Island, but I'll probably talk to you from the car first. WB2ZNY2H. WB2ZNY2H.
WB2ZSE. Good timing. Just got back in.
All right, I'm on 112, Fort Judd Station. I guess you're just leaving Islandia.
Yes, I am.
We have some thick cloud cover, but got a crevice in it with the sun rays peeking through. I don't know what the weather forecast is for today. Maybe you do.
I think it's supposed to be basically reasonably warm for this time of the year. A little bit of overcast, and hang on. I just passed one exit, now I gotta go to the other. And there might be a little spritz, but they said that, you know, today and tomorrow, Wednesday is when it's supposed to be actual rain. You know, I gotta tell you a funny, remind me when I see you, I gotta tell you a funny story. I'm just leaving the BJ's and I got a funny story about that.
Yes, okay. About their parking lot. Is that one way in, one way out or something? I don't know.
No, no. But it goes back to the 60s for me.
So I'm compelled to say B.J. Thomas, although I know that doesn't mean anything in this context. But I just intersected 60s with B.J. and I came up with B.J. Thomas. All righty, no traffic. Hardly any traffic.
That's because you're hooked on a feeling.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, I'm so lonesome I could die.
Don't do that.
Nah, I'm trying not to for a while anyway. Oh, some wispy cloud up there, too. A nice little, looks like a Van Gogh painting or something.
I'm just getting on the expressway.
All right, I'm doing, switching over 50, speed limit's 50, and the guy here wants to push through me, I think. Either that or he's trying to get a close-up of my license plate. I mean, the guy is like a foot away from me. I'm going to slow down. In fact, I'm going to pull over and let him pass me. How's that? Go ahead, go. You want to go? Go. Freaking idiot. Probably a female, too. Sometimes they're females, which surprises the heck out of me. Let me see if I can see in the mirror. It's hard to tell. But she's got a stick of Pomona College. Yeah, she never took drugs. Now it's green and she's not going anywhere. Why don't you go, you... Wow, what a piece of work.
Oh, down, boy.
Not to sound misogynistic, but I find that some drivers of the, they used to call it distaff, distaff persuasion, I think have a problem judging distance or understanding physics. I don't think they intentionally want to tailgate, they just don't get it.
I'm sure they get it. They report about it. You know, they just tend to forget or ignore.
They get it, just get out of my way.
Well, I have a method of doing that, John.
I do. I pull over. Look, I'm not here to fight anybody. Do what you want. I'm not proud. You think you're better than me, you want to go faster than me, fine. Go for it. And by the way, males are just as guilty, if not more, so I didn't mean to step on one gender there. But males, I think it's more aggressiveness than anything. Who's the breaker? It sounded a little like John, but I wasn't sure.
Nope, Bob, W2KHU. Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Steve?
Yeah, I thought it sounded like John, too, and then I looked at the clock.
Here's a guy next to me. 488, that's his license plate. 488, New York plate. Hmm. Interesting. Dad, I'm sorry. Come back again. Did somebody say Bob? Is that what I heard? Bob?
Yes, Bravo, Oscar Bravo.
I don't know. He seems to be... He seems to either have low audio or is very soft-spoken.
You guys doubled, and you're right. He's got low audio, so all I heard was you, Steve. Other station, come back again, please.
Yeah, call is W2KAG, first personal Bob. Bravo, Oscar Bravo.
Yeah, but what is it backwards?
It's the same. Forwards, backwards, and upside down.
Yeah, I think we went through this before. Good morning, Bob. How are things?
Yeah, we're doing okay. For a Monday morning, no work. I just came from the car wash. Just enjoying listening to you gentlemen. And like I said earlier, good morning.
Yeah, very good. Well, then, hopefully it'll be a sunny day now that you got your car washed. It looks like the sun is peeking through. a little bit brighter now than it was before. Steve, I am coming up to 112 and 25 in about a minute.
Okay. Well, you're at least 10 or 15 minutes ahead of me. Where am I? I'm just coming up to like 61, maybe 2. Oh, nope, 62.
All right, well, 64 up north. Hold on. A little breaking of the squelch on the other receiver. You'll be there lickety-split. Give me time to open up all the gates and everything anyway. So Bob, Steve, and I are making the rounds today at some of our repeater sites to do some work. And that'll be our fun for the day.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought you did that at least in Glen Oaks the other day with Andy.
So we did in Glen Oaks with Andy, and the got the levels nice over there. We did it in Plainview the other day, too, but we have to do it again because we swapped out the controller there, so we're going to do it again. And then we have our two Eastern machines here in Selden at Middle Island. We want to take care of those also.
Okay, very good. I'm on the Glen Oaks repeater because I'm in Whitestone right now. I know you guys are in the Selden repeater because I switched over and heard them, but it was very broken up and I wasn't going to attempt that. And I haven't programmed the Middle Island, so I haven't tried that one yet.
NY2H, it's 449.075. 449.075 is your receive. And your transmit on 444.075. The PL is 136.5.
Yeah, they're all 136.5, I believe. Am I not right?
For the most part, yeah. That's our go-to PL.
All right, I'm not going to interrupt. I'm going to sit and listen. I think somebody else is keying up trying to get in, too. So, W2KAG, I appreciate the break-in. And thank you very much. And I'm listening on the side, gentlemen. Steve, have a good day, too. And I think that I heard somebody else keying up as well.
All righty, Bob. Very good. You have a wonderful day today also. Happy New Year. W2KAG, signing. NY2H, and I didn't hear anyone else in there. I left a little time. We'll jump in at any time. We'll hear them. Steve, how you making out?
I just headed north on North Ocean about to pass the 7-Eleven. And by the way, Bob, just as a point of information for you, the Middle Island repeater at the moment is on an extraordinarily low antenna and will not work until you get to about Suffolk County. When the antenna we purchased gets installed, it'll work. It should work with a mobile in your area.
I appreciate that, Steve. But I do travel a lot on Long Island, and that's why I have them all programmed into my 5100, my ICOM, the IC5100A. So I do switch them as I need to. My wife likes Tanga, so we end up at a different one on the island, and we do what we got to do. So I get the different repeaters all the time. But thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay, just wanted to let you know, don't expect it to work by you. Although I did hear it from the top, the time I was going over the Triborough Bridge, I believe. Pardon me, the RFK Bridge.
Well, as I was saying to earlier, I switched over to the Selden repeater here in Whitestone. I guess I'm right off the water, whatever. I did hear you guys, but there was a lot of hash. Definitely heard you on the Selden repeater too from you. So it is what it is. We get signals. We don't. And, we switch around. Again, I'm signing. Have a wonderful day, gents. Enjoy your fun. Get up to those repeaters and stay well. W2KAG on the site.
Going downhill now. WB2CSE.
NY2H, okay. Well, getting in a traffic light here. Here we go. All right. So, I do have my laptop in tow, but I also, I bought some other devices, so I don't really need my laptop. I have a USB to micro SD and standard SD interface, so I can burn cards on our own computers. I have my USB stick I just bought. Of course, I have my, what do I have? My HDMI to VGA converter. And I bought my Wi-Fi keyboard. So I have some options. But I do want to back up Plainview again, and I want to back up these other two that we go to. Just passing the gun shop in Gorham, Middle Island, wherever it is.
Benson.
Okay, it says I should be there in 10 minutes. I'm sorry, who else was there?
I said Benson's Gun Shop.
Yep, there you go. It stopped in there. I think it was two times ago when I was out this way looking for things. Things have gotten terribly expensive.
Was that Charlie?
No, it was Bob again.
Alrighty, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Inflation. Precious metal. Anyway, let me not miss this as I speak, because it's easy to do.
It's easy if you want to go get your car wash.
You know, last time I was there, he hadn't opened up yet. It looked like he was ready to go also. You know, construction-wise, but we'll see, because he did predict mid-November, so I hope he's okay with all that. I can see the tower from the road here. Yes, needs some clothes. Yeah, he still has his windows with that stuff they put on so you can't see through the windows. It looks like you go to clean the windows, but you don't wipe clean yet. Anyway, but he's not open yet. Got all these backs and stuff. They seem to be at the ready. The car, yeah, I wonder if he's here. And a truck. Yeah. Interesting, he's got these gates. I guess maybe it's automated that you don't even have to see a clerk. Alright, now this guy's going in front of the gate. Let's see what the hell he's doing. Alright, let me clear NY2H.
WB2ZOC.
Yeah, Steve, you there?
I'm here.
Had the volume down. I guess you're there.
I am. I can see the top third of the tower from here.
Okay, that was Dave's cousin, Dave Neal, I get maybe he's a partner, I don't know, his name is Jason. He gave me the lowdown. He said they got a little few odds and ends yet to do. So they'll be opening soon. He's waiting for an equipment guy today, that's why he's here. And they had ran a few cars through just to get things right, and it, you know, everything was working very well. And those gates, yes, an express, so you could actually go through and do your own thing. Boy, he's going to have full service. He's not going to hire people yet because he doesn't want to discourage them in the cold weather. When it gets warmer, he'll hire them. And yeah, so it sounds pretty good. These guys will be all set. He'll be a moneymaker here, I think. Anyway, I'm in front of the gate. Let me open up. NY2H.
Okay, be right there. WB2ZSA.
Did you bring your magic screwdriver? KC-1FM.
Got my left-handed screwdriver.
That's funny, I got my left-handed coffee cup today. Anyway, I just turned it on. I'm not sure what's going on, but I know they have fun.
Oh, stick around. We can actually use you when we start checking things out.
Be happy to. I'll be here for a little while. Then in about an hour, I gotta go mount it called the Killingworth Land Trust and they were recently donated a piece of property pretty much across the street from me. And I spoke with them. And the other side of that property connects with the state forest where I hike. So I talked them into making a trail through so I can just go out, cross the street, and go right in. So I'm meeting them this morning. We're going to work on it.
Oh, there you go. Well, good luck with that. Oh, look at this. I have arrived. That's what it says.
Right in, Sam. Sam, we got all the courtesy stones except Glen Oaks. Glen Oaks, we don't have permission to change, but the others we did. And I know you were one of the proponents of the CW, so here you go.
I heard that. I heard that. That's wonderful. I think that's a great idea. I think it's a great idea. And I was always a proponent of, how does that go? Let's see. You asking for forgiveness instead of permission? So I'm not sure how you did it, but whatever. I think it's a great idea. It's a very logical idea. And like you said, you have a little bit of a learning thing as well. So yeah, that's great, Lou. That's cool.
Dad, I got to get out of the car, open some gates. So I'll talk to you later. If you want to stay in the group, NY2H.
Yeah, I'll stay near the radio for probably 45 minutes or so. Maybe a little bit longer. So if you need an ear at a distance from you.
Yeah, we're probably going to be set up right here in the next 10 or 15 minutes. So hopefully we can get this one done. I don't know if we'll make the second site and he'll still be here, but who knows.
If I am, I will. What are you doing, by the way?
Middle Island. We're just pulling in the gate. So I'm going to follow Lou's lead, literally. And we'll go and we'll start taking care of it.
Oh, I know where you are, but I'm not sure what you're actually doing today. If you can say, well, you must say, because you want me to listen. So, what are you actually doing?
We're trying to even out the audio levels. It's never been done except by ear.
Gotcha. Okay. Have fun. I'll be around. If I'm not exactly at the radio, I'll be there by. It's on my desk. KC1SA, you'll be listening. I'll let you go.
BQCS.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Tell me if I'm making the repeater loud and clear.
This station is KP2HHU. Yes, you're making it. I can't really converse, but you're working.
Thank you very much for the report. You have a good day. We'll be listening.
No problem. Name is Sig, North Dome, New York. I really can't stay in the chat, unfortunately. I'm sorry. But no, you're there. Enjoy. KP2HHU.
You as well. This is N2WKP.
SAM, NY2H.
Almost grabbed the wrong mic. NY2H, KC1SAM.
Everything is linked together right now, so it wouldn't matter where you came back. All right, so Steve...
Yeah, you can switch over to Glen Oaks.
Yes. See if you can hear us from Glen Oaks.
Fred, say something.
Yes, NY2H.
Yep, positively.
Alright, Sam, if you will, get on Glen Oaks and give us a count to five, then immediately switch to Middle Island and give us another count to five. QSO?
Switching over now. One, two, three, four, five stations on SLM. Okay, Lou, I will switch back over to Middle Island. KC1SAM. One, two, three, four, five. Try to keep my voice at the same volume. I'll be listening on Middle Island.
Okay. Okay, that was good. The levels are about the same. He's going to give Richard a call, see if he's around, and maybe get a QSO going here as a part of the test. NY2H.
Would be better since I can, I don't have an easy shot into Glen Oaks, so you're probably noisy. But to get someone local, that'd be better.
Yeah. You are noisy, but yeah, it still doesn't affect the deviation. You can still read the deviation.
Glad to help.
All right, Sam. Steve just got off the phone with Richie. A little bit busy, but in a couple of minutes he's going to come on 8-5.
Yeah, that's good. I'll just be hanging out here. I got a little bit of time here, probably 25 minutes or so before I gotta go.
WB2ZSE, KTKND.
Hey, good morning, Rich, NY2H, okay. So let me see what Steve wants you to do. Stand by.
I just want to get...
What do you want, Steve?
No, I just want to know how the audio level sounds.
Do you want him to talk to Sam?
Yes.
All right, yeah. Sam is on it, Rich. So let's just have a little chat with Sam while Steve monitors things.
All right, very good.
Well,
good morning, Sam. So we'll be doing a balance between these two, I guess these two facilities. Anyway, how are you doing up there in Connecticut? You got hit with that cold spell and snow. Did you get snow up there, Sam?
Yeah, Sam, you'll stay on Middle Island.
Okay, we'll do. Yeah, no snow this time. Just a lot of cold. Cold in my FY's heart up there. You kidding me? We were down to 5 degrees one day. And that was the morning my generator wouldn't start. So I found some butane I sprayed in the carburetor. And that's about it. Not too much else. Give these guys a few more seconds. Yeah, Glen Oaks is fading on me right now, guys, so I'll seldom be the best one I could give you. I can just about hear Glen Oaks. Since you did your job up there a couple weeks ago, a week or so, it's been back the way it was. Okay, back over to you, Rich.
All right, stand by a minute, guys. All right, Sam, Steve has a task for you. Richie, you're going to pick it up and chatter for about 30 seconds or so. Sam, you're going to switch back between Middle Island and Glen Oaks. Just receive. To compare, Richie, and how he sounds coming out of each machine. Of course, Glen Oaks will be noisy for you, but just try to get concentrate on the level. Yeah. So, Sam, you got that. You're going to switch back and forth between Middle Island and Glen Oaks on receive. And Rich, you'll give us about 30 seconds of chatter. So go ahead, Rich.
Hi, this is K2KNB, and doing a test of the levels of sound between Middle Island and Glen Oaks. And yes, Sam, I have a smart thermostat, and I think my smart thermostat got a little angry. It was like the first time that I remember seeing 7 degrees or 8 degrees, whatever it was on the thermostat. And smart thermostats remember pretty much what your settings are. And I think my thermostat was saying, wait a minute, I've never seen this one before. Let me get out of here. Anyway, that was pretty brutal those couple of days. But then I find even some days of 30 degree temperature and dampness can be very uncomfortable. K2KMB.
Comment.
How they sound level-wise compared to each other, Sam?
The sounds are very similar, but to be very honest, it's hard to tell with the noise. So I can't say that for sure. As I did that, I happened to switch past Selden. I heard no audio out of Selden. Sorry.
All right, let me check that.
Sam, did I just hear you? KC1SAM, WHCDM.
You did. I'm here.
Yeah, what was that report on Selden? I show it connected. Maybe Andy can listen and see. You should be hearing everything out of all four repeaters.
My fault. I had the receive slow drop, I can hear it now.
All right, I'll take some nitroglycerin to quell my beating heart.
Sorry about that.
All right, so it sounds good. Now we got Andy on, too, if you need help from him.
I'm sick of talking. Okay. hey, Sam. Well, when you switch back and forth, is there much of a difference or any discernible difference between the two in level, audio level?
From what I can tell, they sound very, very similar. But like I said, it's very noisy from Glen Oaks, so I hate to be the definitive answer on that. You know what I'm saying? I hate to see you wrong. But it did sound the same. I can hear it. The way things are. I'm pretty far from Glen Oaks.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, I'm going to let Lou do his backup thing here, and then we're going to go over to Selden. Thank you very much. You're going away, so Richie can help us, I guess, later when we get to Selden.
Yeah, I got to leave in about 15 minutes, so glad I could help. I'll be listening until then, KC1SAM.
Thank you. Guys, I'm going to shut down for a minute. And hi, Andy. WB2ZSC. Back in a few.
Yeah, and hi, Andy, for me.
Okay. I'm going into Selden myself. Even though my power's down, I'm still getting a good signal. I moved the beam over. If you need a report from me into Selden, I can do that, or I can go into Glen Oaks, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, Andy, when we get to Selden, we can do that. What I'm going to do now, though, is I got to shut down Middle Island so I can do a backup here. So, all right, we'll talk to you in maybe 15, 20 minutes, NY2H.
Andy, you're going into Selden. Can you hear Middle Island?
I don't think so. I got to go over to that frequency. It's not that strong over here.
All right, stand by. We might be stuck again. Figure this out. All right, I dropped Middle Island. We're in that PTT hang-up situation again. Something I'm going to have to investigate. Going to have to discipline this thing. They can't have this. All right, we'll talk to you guys in about maybe 15, 20 minutes. NY2H.
I'll be listening as long as I can, and I just found it interesting. I just realized I'm the only one here, all four repeaters.
Lou, did you call me, WA2CDL? Because I'm on the phone.
Negative. We're going to be up the air for a while, and then we'll be back later.
All right, I'll be back a little bit later. WATCDN.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 10:55 a.m. Mostly cloudy. Temperature 48 degrees.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
GB Mobile. Oh, hello there, and a happy new year to you if I haven't said so already. Yeah, Roger, happy new year to you as well. I'm going to keep the conversation short, sweet, and to the point. Just left Merrick Station, grabbing a photo or something. I am just about to pull into Micro Center. I'm going to pick up a little goodie here that I was looking to maybe get on Amazon. But instead, I am actually going to be getting it right here instead. So, that's where I'm on my way to. I am actually just pulling in right now as we speak, looking to get myself a wireless RGB keyboard to throw on my computer. All right.
say sometimes they're right quite nice, as long as you remember to change the batteries of the keyboard every so often. All right. Have fun shopping.
Well, I assume it can be wired or wireless. That's why it comes with a wire, as far as it being Bluetooth to the computer. So I'll look around, see what I like. I do also have a wireless RGB mouse coming as well. My red one, that actually came from MSI, has been discontinued and replaced with a color one. It's worked well for me. It's what I used for about 6 years old. It's getting tired, but it's time for an upgrade.
Yeah, I know. I was looking at my trackball I always use on my computer, and the right button that I keep pushing all the time for clicking on things, the paint's worn off it.
Well, that's what happens from normal wear and tear. There actually is a couple of things used that I actually just bought on eBay. I'll get to that in a little bit. I'm going to go inside my little candy store and see what I can find. So I'll be back out in about 5 to 10 minutes, Bob. W2OSR, KD2OGB Mobile, clear at Micro Center in Westbury.
Maybe I'll catch you a little bit later on, W2OSR.
KD2OGB, NY2H.
Please inside Micro Center, W-H-Y-A-W.
I'm in a noisy room. I think I heard Frank. Say again.
Craig is inside Micro Center buying some new Tinker Toys.
Well, good for him. Happy New Year to you. And when he comes back, you can tell him, I know he's been frequenting sushi establishments. So one of our friends just spotted a all-you-can-eat sushi deal on the corner of North Ocean Avenue and Middle Country Road. So I figured that would be maybe useful information for Craig and his sushi appetite.
And Stan, I would expect that he should be back on in about 15 to 20 minutes. Like I said, he went in to buy a couple of new toys for his computer, wireless mouse, and a couple of other things, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm in Selden now with Steve, and we found a dead computer here. We're going to find out. So, yeah, I may not be able to hear you because it's noisy and I have echoing on the phone here. My phone's not that loud. So, talk to you later. NY2H.
Very well. I know you and the guys are tinkering around with all the tones and the levels, et cetera, et cetera. Have a good day. Catch you later. WA2IAW out.
W2OSR, KD2OGB Mobile. You still there, Bob? KD2OGB Mobile, Westbury.
Morning, Craig, and Happy New Year.
I believe that would be K2KN.